Tell us, first of all, how effective is this security crackdown?
There's certainly a huge presence here. I mean, there are thousands of paramilitary and riot police. We've had the paramilitary squads marching around the streets in the heart of the capital, chanting, letting people know they're there. There's been loudspeaker vans going around saying to people, you know, trust us, we're going to protect you. The problem is that doesn't seem to have been entirely effective. And there are reports this afternoon, it appears that there have been clashes between actually the Han Chinese and the security forces. One witness told me that in one case, what had happened was that a group of Han people started to attack a Uyghur man, and the security forces then stepped in, and the Han then clashed with them and basically said, why are you protecting this guy? And at one point, there's a crowd of as many as hundreds, we understand, who were engaged in a standoff with security forces, which that then sort of degenerated into a bit of a clash, really, between them. It's a sort of fairly strange atmosphere here, in the sense that all the shops and businesses in the centre are closed now. And yet, in some ways, people seem to be going about their business. There are still people with sticks and with weapons, but there's nothing like the sort of mob that we saw yesterday afternoon. So in that sense, it's a bit calmer. And although there have been some attacks on Uyghurs, there are also Uyghurs who are walking around the centre apparently without problems. And similarly, in the predominantly Uyghur areas, we've seen Han Chinese who apparently haven't been having any problems there either, although some Uyghurs are sort of still carrying sticks. The problem is now that there's just so much fear on both sides, I think, and so much anger on both sides. And that is what makes it very hard for the government to predict what's going to happen and to try and control the situation. So although things seem rather calmer than they did yesterday following the overnight curfew, it's still far from a settled situation. It still feels really quite volatile here.
And in a sign of the seriousness with which the Chinese government are taking this, the president, Hu Jintao, has left the G8 summit in Italy to return to Xinjiang.
Yeah, I mean, this is an absolutely huge event in China's history. I mean, we've seen just extraordinary scenes, the like of which has certainly not been seen in Xinjiang for decades. I mean, the level of the violence and the level of the unrest is really quite staggering. And, you know, the sheer presence of the sort of security forces here, the kind of equipment they have with them. I mean, we've seen them with sort of bayonets fixed. We've seen them with water cannon, which you might expect, I suppose. We've seen even yesterday, riot police appeared to have crossbows. There's no doubt that they're taking this incident extremely seriously, and they're very, very anxious to keep things under control. But of course, that's simply easier said than done. Urumqi is a very, very large area, and really keeping a lid on the violence, I think, is proving extremely difficult and extremely unsettling for them.
Tanya, many thanks.